guys, welcome back to Navigate Devotional. Here at Navigate, our hope and prayer is to help you engage with the Bible. It's through the Bible that God speaks, and today, as we have a conversation over this passage, we hope you're able to be refreshed, challenged, and comforted by what God says.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Topical Tuesday. We're excited today. We've got our second question that's been sent in to us. And if you too have a question that you'd like to send in for us to address on Topical Tuesday, we'd love to answer your questions. Head to our website or Southside's website or our social media, wherever. Just get us your question. We'll have an attempt at answering it. But today's question was sent in, and the question is this: how do I go deeper in reading the Bible? How do I go deeper in reading the Bible? Great question. I'm going to read through 2 Timothy 3:14 to 17, and then we'll have a crack at answering this question. This is what it says: "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work."
So, Topical Tuesday, it's great to get into it, and thank you for the question. It's a banger of a question.
Yeah.
And so, Ben, you're going to kick the conversation off for us.
Yeah, we might tag team this answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, where do we begin? When we're thinking about going deep in the Bible, how do we start to think about this?
Yeah, I think we're going to answer this in kind of three ways. So to think first and foremost, what knowing the Bible is. Secondly, then knowing how to read the Bible. And then thirdly, knowing the God of the Bible. So we'll work through that as some sort of structure to help you listening. But first and foremost, it is knowing what the Bible is. So as we sort of read in that passage, so this was Paul writing to Timothy, and he said that all Scripture is God-breathed. And that's a really crucial thing to understand. Mm. It's a bit weird language, you know, to say something is God-breathed or, you know, whatever, or to say my words are Ben-breathed.
Yeah.
That's weird. But essentially, this is saying that this is God's word to us. So this is God speaking through people to declare his word. You know, the way that I describe this sometimes is it's like if you've got a kid writing a card to, say, a grandparent, and their mum is helping them, you know, write that card.
Yeah.
And the kid is writing it out, but it's actually the mum's words there. It's kind of that picture that the people, that the authors that wrote the Bible, they wrote it, but it was God speaking through them.
Yeah, that's right. And one of the really helpful phrases, like I think I've found, is it's not, doesn't contain God's word, like it is God's word. So that's it's him speaking.
Now, when we understand that it's him speaking, there's a few implications of that, right? So since it's God speaking, then it's good.
Yeah.
The Bible is good. Man, just if you want, just read Psalm 119 to see how much one of the authors of the Bible is like frothing over God's word. It's the longest psalm, probably the longest chapter in the Bible, about how good it is. So it's good. And the second thing, this is not limited implications, but the second thing, it's true. So because it's God, it's good and it's true. And it's true yesterday, it's true today, it's true tomorrow, it's true for all time. And so that means then, we can understand, okay, this is God speaking to us. It's good and it's true.
Yeah, and you've got like one place in the whole world where you know where you can go to something that's actually genuinely good and true. There's no deceit there. You come there and be safe.
Yeah, 100%. It's really helpful. Now, in this passage, so this is, it's God's word. The Bible is God's word. It's good. It's true. But the Bible then, as we saw in this passage, it's also able to do stuff in us. So he said, it's able to make you wise for salvation. So I love this picture. You know, wisdom is a journey. And this is the idea of maturity in understanding and growth and understanding salvation. So Jesus' life, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, it's actually able to grow us.
I think it's really helpful. And it's like, how do I even start to relate to God? Well, it's kind of answering that question. And a big part of that is, Jesus is the one who actually it brings us into relating to God because he first relates to us. And
yeah, we'll see a bit more about that in the next section as well, about how the whole Bible's about Jesus. Mm. But yeah, helpful there as well. The Bible is also useful for teaching, he said, rebuking, correcting, training, and equipping. And just to kind of think there, that the Bible is such a, like, it's God speaking to us. It's such a beautiful book, but it's also so rich.
Yeah.
And it's able to do so many different things. Yeah. And, you know, you just spend time in, you know, reading any of it, and you begin to see how rich the Bible actually is. And that shouldn't surprise us because it's God speaking.
Yeah. It's like, kind of summing up what you're saying, in a way, the Bible, it speaks the truth, or God speaks the truth in love to us. And that's sometimes difficult to hear, but it's always for our good. And so it's just kind of this expectation as we come to the Bible, that's what we're going to experience because that's what the Bible is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So first and foremost, knowing what the Bible is, it's God speaking to
second
us.
Thing you're going to tell us.
Second thing, yeah, I'll go into that as well. So the second thing is then knowing how to read the Bible.
Yeah.
Now, if you're starting in the Bible for the first time, it's kind of like being, you know, placed in a forest, I think, and being told, you know, find your way out, or find the pattern of the trees in this forest. And it can be really, really hard. Mm. So here's some ways of how to read the Bible. So what do we got here? Five kind of things to help this. So number one, when you're reading the Bible, start at the beginning of a book and read through the book in order.
Yeah.
Often the books in the Bible were written, well, not often, all of the Bibles were written as one piece.
Yeah.
Sorry, not all of them, because then I think of the of the Psalms. They were
like, so suppose, like, in ways of what you're trying to say, if I'm hearing you right, is that there is a unity to them. Like, they actually make sense together. And even the Psalms, the books, they actually build on each other. There's actually a story that they're telling.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, when you think of, like, we've been working through Romans.
Yeah.
Like, Paul didn't write Romans 1-3 and then, you know, in a separate letter, write 4-7.
Yeah.
And then, like, he wrote all of that at once. And in the early church, they would read out the whole letter all at once. And so for us, when we're going to the Bible, start at the beginning of one of the books.
Yeah.
And just work your way through. So start at chapter 1, verse 1, and work your way through to the end of the book. You know, don't just pick up the Bible and cherry pick, you know, oh, what's God going to say to me today? Flick open the Bible.
Yeah.
Put your finger somewhere and go, this.
It's like jumping in halfway through a novel or a movie going, oh, I know what's going on. When really, you probably don't because you haven't felt the movement of the story.
Yeah. That's right. And that's how you can misunderstand things. Mm. You know, so if you think about this, like in Genesis, there's a moment, we've talked about this on Navigate before, but there's a moment where Abraham passes off his wife as his sister.
Yeah.
If you're waking up in the morning and going, how do I treat my wife today or my husband? And you just flick open the Bible, put your finger on that, and you go, I'm supposed to treat my wife as my sister. Like, that's it's misunderstanding the Bible. It's not how it's meant to be read. So start it at the beginning, work your way through it.
Mm.
Number two, in the same sort of vein, remember the context. So context is really important here. But remember, where it's written, try and figure out who it's written to, what the author's role is in the relationship with them.
Yeah.
And then, where it fits in the story of each individual book. So, you know, again, using Romans as the example, 11 chapters of Romans are explaining the gospel and how people are saved. And then from chapter 12 onwards, it's the implications of the gospel flowing out.
Mm.
That's a really important context to remember, that everything from chapter 12 onwards is grounded in the message of Jesus.
Yeah, that's right. And just to add to that, when we look at the Bible as a whole, there's the context of what we'd say is like redemptive history. So from Genesis to Revelation, there's an unfolding story. So if you're reading a book in the Old Testament, the big picture is, oh, Jesus hasn't come yet.
Yes.
And we're reading something in the New Testament or outside the Gospels, Jesus has come and that changes something.
Yeah, super helpful. And to kind of go further, so that's the third point there, understanding where it fits in the whole story of the Bible. So Old Testament, you're asking this question, how does this point me to Jesus?
Yeah.
Essentially, like, that's a helpful way to read the Old Testament. So it is a bit more complicated than that. So, to go into it quickly.
Yeah.
When we open up the Old Testament, we got to recognize God was speaking first and foremost to Jewish people, to Israel.
Mm.
Then he was speaking, pointing towards Jesus. And then we can read it with kind of Jesus lenses on. Working through those steps is helpful.
Yeah.
You know, to kind of go, okay, what was God saying to Israel here?
Yeah.
How is this fulfilled in Jesus?
Yeah.
How does this truth play out for me now? There's a few steps to take there, but it's important that we make those steps because the Old Testament points to Jesus. It's fulfilled in him.
Yeah, that's really helpful.
So Old Testament points us to Jesus. The Gospels are about Jesus.
Mm.
And then you kind of get the letters that are explaining what life in Jesus looks like.
Yeah.
That is a simplified, you know, explanation, but kind of a helpful framework to help us begin to dig deeper into the Bible. So that's number three. Number four, how do we dig deeper into the Bible? This is, I think, one of the most helpful things in all of these as it plays out, is small habits over a long period of time build depth. So if you've ever tried to read the Bible and you've started in Genesis and then you've gone to Exodus and then you've stopped in Leviticus, you would not be alone, because lots of people try and do this. We start with New Year's resolutions of going, I'm just going to read through the whole Bible. We do as much as we can, as quickly as we can, and then we fade out.
And if you got through Leviticus, then you discovered Numbers.
Yeah.
And if you got through that.
You've probably read the whole Bible. But here's, it's a helpful thing to think through, that we have a life of following Jesus. And it's small things over a long period of time that build big habits in all of life. And I think that's just helpful for us to remember. So if you're starting out to read the Bible and you've never ever read the Bible before, just start with like a small amount. You know, it could even be a verse. But you know, if you start by reading a verse a day, then you could have, and if you do that for a whole year, which is easy, that's attainable, then a whole year you've opened up the Bible and you've read a verse a day.
Mm.
And you can build on that the next year. And what happens is, after a while, you begin to see that, you know what, you can look back and go, man, for the last 5-10 years, I've read actually a lot of the Bible because I've built on small habits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cumulative factor is actually a really important thing to keep in mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. And in that too, if you're wondering how to do it, there's a couple of guides that I think are helpful. So an acronym, SOAP, can be helpful. What's the scripture? You know, what's the verse we're reading today? Observation, what do I observe? Application, how does this play out in my life?
Mm.
And then prayer, how can I pray this passage? SOAP, or there's some other ones, you know, you can Google to find out. But yeah, just helpful, kind of go small things a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Help out. And then last one, I think this is helpful too. I found this helpful. You see that the small bits of reading the Bible, it's kind of like food. Right now, I know how you're thinking, well, how's the Bible like food? And I think like this, right? So how many, like, we come to the Bible, we want it to be this like life-changing experience every time we open up the Bible. But I don't think the Bible's like that. And if you're expecting that, you will be let down, because it's not always like that.
Mm.
But how it's like food is like, when you think about over your life, like the last 10 years of your life, you've eaten a meal like 3 times a day for 10 years. And over that time, food has sustained you.
Mm.
But how many meals do you actually remember? Like, you can't actually, you look back on the meals that you've eaten and you might remember, I don't know, you know, not that many.
There's some highlights, but not all of them are highlights.
100%. Yeah. There's some really good meals that you have. You're like, oh man, this burger is off the hook.
Mm.
But there's other times where you're like, yeah, it's an okay burger, but it's sustaining me. And I think that's actually a kind of a helpful image as we come to the Bible to go, you know what, this might not be this life-changing experience. It might be. But the more that we come to it, the more we see this is kind of food sustaining us in our journey of faith as we keep going. So some things there to help us know how to read the Bible. We could have spent episodes on each of those things.
Yeah,
so
that's
for the sake of moving on, we'll keep moving on. Ryan, I'm going to throw to you for this last one.
Yeah, so kind of picking off the image you gave us of eating food, sustaining food. We need to remember that the Bible, we are actually engaging in a personal relationship with a personal God. And so Yeah, just like conversations and connecting with people in our life, those people close to us, is super important.
Yeah.
And we do that so often. Sometimes there's big, significant conversations that are just kind of groundbreaking conversations that take you deeper in a relationship together, where something is discovered that is just so, yeah, significant and impacts you in such a significant way. Sometimes they're just those ongoing conversations that just keep the connection going. And so, yeah, seeing like, yeah, the Bible is food like that, but also kind of building connection and relationship, yeah, because we are connecting and engaging with a real person.
Yeah, like, we're not just consuming food. We are growing in a relationship.
Yeah, and so every time I open the Bible, I'm starting to use the language for myself to go, I'm here to listen to God. I'm hearing from Him. And so I want to listen for, what does this tell me about how God thinks? What does this tell me about how God feels? Yeah. He speaks and acts. What does this tell me about God's heart? And looking to Jesus to understand that is so important. That's why, because Jesus reveals the fullness of who God is. He's a perfect image of the invisible God. He tells us and shows us what God's heart is really like. And so that's why we've talked so much about Jesus when it comes to actually reading the Bible. Mm. But yeah, we're there to meet with who God really is. And like the passage shows us, it's there to actually help us see who we really are too. And so it is going to be uncomfortable at times and exposing at times. And so, yeah, it's going to help us see, yeah, the truth about ourselves, the truth of who we are now in Jesus. And so it's about, yeah, having those moments to relate with Him. And it's an invitation for us to relate to Him in speaking to Him.
Yeah.
So we can take the time then after we've listened, reflected on what He's had to say, we can just share what we've thought back to Him. You go, I think this is what you're saying to me.
Yeah.
This is how I feel about that. And this is, you know, help me make sense of what it looks like to put this into practice now.
Yeah, it's helpful to see it as this relationship with God. Yeah.
Yeah, and so it's God wants to shape in us, not so much that we live life thinking about Him, although that's really important, really good, but we want to get to the point where we think, where we do life thinking with Him. And they're kind of two different things, where suddenly you start seeing, thinking, speaking, acting like Him, because you're doing it with Him.
Thanks for listening to another episode with us today, and another Topical Tuesday. Like I said at the start, if you do have more questions to ask, please send them through. As we've been talking about today on this idea of how to go deeper in reading the Bible, I think the best place to start is simply to open up and read the Bible and to learn more about God, but to let this knowledge of God fuel our relationship with Him. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.